Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let's have a quiet time with God. First, as you wake up daily, be your way of life. Make it an intentional lifestyle habit. God first, as I wake up. Use Turning Point to do your quiet time. After receiving Turning Point audio, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer for the day also. Follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically once a year. Turning Point Prayer Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Then welcome also to Friday, the 26th in April, 2024. 4 days more to go this month. The next 5 days, beginning from today, shall be surprising God's surprise visit to you. It will bless you. This month will not go without finally delivering and fully giving back all that God meant for you. Please open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers. Be responding with amen. I receive it. The clouds over you have gathered, ready to pour down your blessings. They will not miss you. This will not just be another weekend. It shall be a special weekend for you and members of your family. In all your journeys this weekend, you will see God's favor. Genesis 30 verse 22 says, "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb." I say concerning you, your remembrance has also come up before God Almighty today. He will give you your desired miracles and your desired result in all you do, your desired connection also. Look, is there something needful, urgent, and pressing you want God to help you accomplish? You want God to turn around for you? You want God to take away? Or you want God to bring to pass and to accomplish within the next 14 days? Yes, 14 days. That's how I received it in my spirit. That's 2 weeks from today. Is there anything? Please whisper such to God in prayers personally before I pray for you. Pray and say, "Oh God, within the next 14 days, I believe you for this, for this, for this, and for that." Name your miracles. Describe what you desire. Be specific. It could be for self, your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings, or your neighbors. Tell God what you desire His power to accomplish for you in 2 weeks before May 10. Pray it over and over again. I want to pray over it for you. Say it to God again and again. Now, keep quiet and be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy it shall happen as you have named it, or as you have named them. Angels of God are now on assignment to make them happen for you. You will carry your evidence. Something unusually positively good will happen for you soon. We shall share your testimony here in a few days' time. In Jesus' name. Next week is our healing prayer week. But God wants to heal some people today. Touch yourself where you hurt, where you feel the pain and the ache. If you have any sick person around you, call them together or hold up their photograph or any of their things around with you there, or just be mentioning their name as I pray for them. I'll be saying amen, I receive it. I prophesy on everyone that may be sick, receive your healing. Healing anointing, flow to where hands are laid now. Healing powers, be released to all those who desire healing. You are healed in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it 3 times. Yes, receive it. Check it up. Something has dropped off you. You are healed. April 26th, celebrants, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is sanctified. Before this date next year, you shall be at another level altogether. Grow in grace, grow in peace, grow in good health, prosperity, and power. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to day 5 of our personal, intensive, effective, and passionate prayers. These are prayers that God will answer. They are coming from His Word, and they are coming from your heart and from our heart. Pray it with intensity. Pray it with strength, and pray it in faith. First Samuel chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. Then shalt thou go forward thence, and shall meet three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. They will salute you and give you two loaves, and you shall receive it from their hands. This is the prayer. Pray it like this. I shall go forward in life and never backward. In all my life's journey, O Lord, plant helpers, destiny helpers, and plant givers for me at various junctions of life. Plant them around my children also. My life will not lack gift. I will not be left alone. My children shall not be left alone. Bread and wine are symbolic of support, supply, and sweetness. These are my covenant inheritance. As I give, I shall receive back also. As I plant, I shall enjoy great harvest. My helpers and givers, meet me on my way this day. I shall return with testimonies in Jesus' name. Yes, bread and wine are pointers, are symbolic of celebration, rejoicing, and merriment. So shall it be for you and your household henceforth. Next, Genesis 32, verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. This is the prayer. Pray with force. Pray with fire. Say, O Lord, let my life enjoy your blessings. I must be blessed. I shall be blessed. My family must be blessed. My children must be blessed. Bless this, the work of my hand. Bless the fruit of my body. Bless me indeed. As Jacob was blessed that day, and his name changed from Jacob to Israel, bless me also. Change my status. Enlarge my coast. Increase my harvest. Bless me and make me a blessing to my generation. From now on, my life shall attract blessings. All kinds of goods and great blessings shall overwhelm my life. Let same flow to my children and everyone connected to my life in Jesus' name. Yes, that prayer is established for you. Your new name is now blessings. Everywhere you go from today, blessings aura shall surround you and flow with you. Next, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statute of David his father. Wow. And Solomon, with all his wealth, still loved the Lord. Put your hand on your chest, I mean your heart, to pray this prayer. Say, O Lord, my God, give me a heart that loves you. Give me grace to love you more, to serve you more, to worship you more. Give me grace to love you more. I cannot love you and be miserable on earth. I cannot love you and be sinning against your word. I cannot love you and remain small. I confess, I love you, Lord. The more you bless me, the more I will love you in Jesus' name. Yes, receive a heart to love God more from now on and forever in Jesus' name. Let's take one more. Pray these prayers with faith, with intensity. You can scroll back even to the previous prayers and pray them again and again. God will answer them for you. We go to Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, and it reads, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. Now, touch your forehead gently to pray this prayer. Say, O Lord my God, uphold me with your right hand of righteousness. Help me according to your word, my life and destiny, my work and my assignment, my calling and my ministry. Enjoy God's help. Enjoy God's support. My children, everywhere you are, enjoy the same. I shall not be afraid. Greater is he who is with me than all the oppositions against me. God is with me. I am not alone. I shall not be dismayed. I shall not be embarrassed. I shall not know shame the rest of my life. My children and my generation shall not know shame in Jesus' name. All say amen. I receive it. Yes, you shall receive it. It shall be for you as you have prayed them in Jesus' name. These prayers are working. They will work wonders. Your testimonies will come. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let them also pray the prayers and enjoy the miracles. There shall be no live broadcast this evening as I am ministering in a conference today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday, is our communion service day online. Prepare your communion element from this evening and inform and mobilize all your children wherever they are to take communion with us every Saturday morning. As previously announced, no more delay. 2024 is counting down. It is next week Wednesday, May 1, from 8 a.m. to about 11:30 a.m. It shall be transmitting from Dominion City, our headquarters in Ibadan, to the whole world. Wednesday, May 1, is a public holiday in Nigeria, Labor or Workers' Day. It shall be live streamed to all Living Spring Chapel assemblies nationwide. So pastors, mobilize your people, emphasize it, and let people gather in Living Spring Chapel sanctuaries all over the nation. It shall be a blessing to everyone. Listeners, have you paid your tithes and sowed your seed lately? I say it every day, deliberately, intentionally, to build the tithing and the giving culture and seed sowing culture into our lives. The prayers that tithing and seed sowing answers, the doors they open, no other door can open it. Not even praying and fasting. They are of different mode. Therefore, be a regular, devoted, faithful, committed tither and see so as your heavens will open. These are the covenant work we are going to have with God as long as we live. I speak to everyone's life today. It shall be as you have prayed it. The power of God shall be on you. The grace of God shall light on you. You will not be small. You will not come down. Everything about you shall take a new turn for better. Power of God will work on your life. You shall go forward and forward, never backward. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.